This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today and our series, our current series, Knowing Jesus, and we're at part 17 this very day. And today we're looking at Romans, the 8th chapter, and may I say an iconic chapter of Scripture, and verse 34. That's Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 34. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, the NLT, and it says this. Who then will condemn us, says Paul? No one. For Christ died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Wow, how powerful is that? Who then will condemn us, says Paul when he's writing to the Roman church? His answer is very clear and emphatic. He says, no one. And then he gives us the reason why. For Christ died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. All of us go through problems. All of us, at some point, are condemned. Somebody says that we've done something wrong and therefore are condemning us. It happens to us all the time. I was speaking to a cell company, a mobile phone company that deals with my mobile phone. And I have been erroneously charged for some text messages, wait for it, not that I sent, that I received. And they were trying to charge me, this company was trying to charge me £4.50, that's around about $7, each text that I received. And so I said to the company, no, I'm not paying for that. I did not ask them to send me a text. I did not subscribe to anything. They are just trying it on and I will not pay. So I was being condemned. So last month when this all came up, when this all started, the mobile phone company said, don't worry about it, we'll put a block on it and we won't let them charge you anymore. And we will refund you the text so far. And it came to about £15. It's about $20. So I was happy with that. That's great. So the condemnation's gone away and it's not happening anymore. This month, I've just checked, I've just been charged a further £4.50. And they said to me, when I spoke to the cell phone company, they said to me, oh, well, that was before we put the block on and we didn't know about that. So they're trying to charge me this £4.50. And I said to them, you can do what you want. You can send me as many bills as you want. And every single bill you pay me, I will pay you that bill less £4.50. I refuse to pay it. In other words, what I'm doing is taking a stand against the condemnation. Now listen to this. Because when we get condemned, oftentimes we succumb to the condemnation. Oftentimes we allow the condemner to continue to condemn us. And we say, oh, okay then. We'll pay if we have to, or we'll do this if we have to. I'll do that if I have to. And it's ridiculous. We are being condemned. Look at what Scripture says right here. Who then will condemn us? Paul says, no one. Say no one. No one will condemn us. We can be convicted. Absolutely. If we're doing something wrong, somebody might well say to you, do you think you should have done it like that? Do you think you should have done such and such? Do you think that was honoring to God? That's not condemnation, that's conviction, a completely different thing. Because when God convicts us and he says, do you really think you should have done that? What he's saying to you is, I want you to think about what you did and whether or not it was right. And I want you to come to your own conclusion whether it was right or wrong. In other words, it is us ourselves that see the wrong in what we did. But you see, often we get condemned. You did that. You did that wrong. You caused all this hurt. You caused all this pain. You did this. You did that. Pointing the finger, pointy, pointy, pointy. That means condemnation. And oftentimes we take it. Paul's saying to us, don't take it. Do not, hear me now, do not take condemnation. Why? Because he's clearly saying here, who then will condemn us? And the answer to his question is, no one. No one is going to condemn us. Why? I'll tell you why. Because Christ Jesus died for us, as Paul says, and I completely concur, and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor, watch, at God's right hand, and he's not just sitting there. He's pleading with us. Please, Father, look at this situation. Your child here is in pain because of this. Your child is in pain because of that. Your child is sick, Lord. Come on, Father. He's pleading with us. Paul doesn't say he's asking on our behalf. He doesn't even say he's interceding on our behalf. What Paul says, and I love this word, in the place of honor at God's right hand, watch, pleading for us. That's amazing. What does the King James Version says? Well, the King James Version uses the word intercession and says, it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So actually, the King James Version uses the word intercession, but I love this word because it gives me such clear knowledge in what that intercession is, because I believe that that intercession goes into this pleading where Jesus is pleading on our behalves, where he is pleading for us. Please, Father. Almost begging, isn't it? And I love that. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father as he maketh intercessions, or as he is pleading for us. And beloved, we need to be pleaded for a lot of times. Oftentimes, we need to be pleaded for. There are situations in our lives where we look at members of our family, perhaps, and we are pleading for the Lord Jesus to take away the pain that our loved one is feeling. We are pleading with the Lord Jesus to take away the illness. I have a niece who has cancer, and I believe it's at stage 4, and I believe it is terminal. My niece will be going before Almighty God very, very soon, unless something happens. And what do? When we're in that situation, we plead with Jesus to take away this illness. We plead with Jesus for this particular person. But then Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father and he does the same deal. He pleads on our behalf. He makes intercession on our behalf. He is interceding on our behalf. He is pleading on our behalf, whatever the situation may be. But God the Father knows his perfect plan. And therefore God the Father will make the decision on what happens as we plead, as Jesus pleads on our behalf. The point of what I'm saying to you is, because we have Jesus fighting in our corner, nobody, no one can condemn you. They don't have the right. They do not have the right. Look at what the first verse of chapter 8 will say. And it says this, "So now," says Paul, "there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus." And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. And because you belong to Jesus, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. So important. So vital. Verse 36 of the same chapter will then say, "For your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No one, despite all of these things, overwhelming victory." Sorry, he doesn't say no one. He says no. "Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us." And then he says this in 38, verse 38. "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love." Are you getting this today? Paul says, "Who will then condemn us?" No one. "For Christ Jesus died for us, and was raised to life for us, and is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, and he is pleading with us, pleading for us. Lord God Almighty." Father God, thank you so much for what you do for us on a daily basis. Lord God Almighty, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for us and will do for us in the future. Because now, Lord, we are no longer condemned. Through our rebirth, through your Spirit, Lord God, we are no longer condemned. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. That has gone, Lord, and has been buried, and we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your name. And we say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.